Welcome to the LegalSoft podcast. My name is Nadia, and I'm a sales account manager here at LegalSoft. Today, we welcome Danny Nababi of Berry Virtual. He's here to expand the future of virtual staffing and how it applies to law firms.
Hey everyone, Danny Nababi here from Berry Virtual. I'm the co-founder of Berry Virtual, and we started about 3 years ago, and I'm excited to talk to Nadia and talk a little bit about virtual staffing here today.
Hi, my name is Nadia, and I'm here with the LegalSoft podcast, here with Danny today to talk about Berry Virtual.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Nadia, and LegalSoft. Excited to talk about virtual staffing and get it going here.
Yeah, glad to have you here. So, virtual staffing, what about it? What do you love? What do you like? What do you don't like? Tell me.
Yeah, there's a lot to like and not too much to not like, honestly.
Right.
So, started about 3 years ago with Berry Virtual and got into the virtual staffing world with the help of my co-founders, Nathan Sumek and Jonathan Martinez. And it was an absolute fun journey and an amazing journey, and it still is to this day, but learned a ton about virtual staffing and virtual assistants. And the one thing I loved the most was learning about all the different cultures. So there's a lot of different virtual assistants in different countries. We have about 12 different countries that we cater to right now, from the Philippines, Nicaragua, Ecuador, Dominican Republic, Guatemala, Mexico, etc. And it's cool to see and talk to these people every day and learn about their culture, learn about their lives, and just get to know them as a person as well.
That's beautiful. So I'm on the LegalSoft side and you're on the Berry Virtual side. We communicate with each other, but we're not exactly with each other. So what's the big difference between, you know, what I do and what you do?
Yeah, so the LegalSoft side is specifically tailored to lawyers. Berry Virtual is specifically tailored to everyone but lawyers. So think about it from accounting professionals, real estate professionals, home service professionals, construction, solar.
Got it.
So those are the types of industries that we cater to. And we provide virtual assistance for four different positions right now, from executive assistance or think of back office admin tasks to sales assistants, bookkeeping staff, and marketing staff.
Sweet. I used to work in solar, so I definitely understand needing assistant for solar. That's definitely a thing. So how did you guys establish Berry Virtual? Like, how did this come into fruition for you?
Yeah, so it was started about 5 years ago. I think 2019 was where the conversations originally started. It was Nathan really pitching to myself and to Jonathan separately, as far as trying to get us on board with this crazy idea. And it took him about 2 years of convincing, coming to basically my office and coming to my house basically every week and showing me spreadsheets and showing me...
Every week
he was there and showing me cool... At that point, it was Monday.com boards, and he was like, hey, this is something that's going to be taking off soon and you guys should definitely look into it. And one day we said, hey, you know what? Let's do it. Let's take the risk. And that was April of 2021, where we all decided to take that risk together and jump in and get on this extremely fun journey.
Yeah. So the idea started pre-COVID days or in COVID days. And now it's kind of just developed into this whole different avenue and monster, for lack of a better word, monster, because, you know, we staff a lot, even on the LegalSoft side, we staff a lot of people. And I can only imagine that on the side that doesn't deal with just law firms, just lawyers, just attorneys, that you guys have an even bigger influx of people that are looking for virtual assistance for them. How does the workflow happen with, you know, that side of things? You know, you guys deal with a lot of different people with a lot of different needs. Lawyers are lawyers, you know. We know what their needs are. We're pretty great at, you know, satisfying those things. But how does that work for you on the other side?
I think it's a fun journey because every call is different. It's not the same. So I can go from having a 9 a.m. call with an accountant to having a 10 a.m. call with a real estate broker to having a 12 o'clock call with a medical professional.
So your days are never the same.
No, and that's what makes it fun. Every day is different. I don't know who I'm going to be talking to on that current day and what kind of business they are. Are they a solopreneur or are they a business that has 250 employees?
Oh, wow.
So it all varies, and that's what makes this journey fun and incredible, because you're talking to people all across the nation, number one, but you're also talking to people that are in different stages of their business as well. People that are early in their business, as far as maybe starting it a month ago, or people that have been established and have been in business for 20 years. The call I just had about 15 minutes ago, she's been in business since 2001. So it's a fun journey as far as getting to learn a lot about these different industries, and it's helped me in my personal life too. So whenever I talk to people, I know about the insurance industry, I know about the real estate industry, I know about the logistics industry now, and these are things I couldn't say that about 4 or 5 years ago.
I know even for me, I'm like, hey, if I ever need a lawyer, any one of my clients, hey, I need you guys for whatever this is.
Yeah.
Can you draft a document for me? Can you make a contract? You know, we have accessibility to people that we wouldn't be accessible to
Yeah.
now. All right. So I know pre-COVID days, everybody was in office, everybody drove, everybody commuted. Now we're moving towards an era where we know that people can get things done efficiently from home or from wherever they're at remotely. What are kind of the trends that you see on your side of things that are, you know, changing? What are the trends? How does that workflow work for, you know, your side?
Yeah, things are changing pretty quickly. Pre-COVID, everyone was in office and no one even thought of Zoom interviews or even having Zoom meetings until COVID came along. And I think it helped a lot as far as work-life balance for a lot of people. And it helped utilize overseas talent as well too. That was something that we wouldn't really think of doing at the time, but we're basically forced to do now. And so thankful for that because the overseas talent is so educated and so talented
That
and
they are.
extremely generous people as well. And I've had the pleasure of working with, I would say, probably over thousands of virtual assistants now and meeting thousands of people that I would have never had the opportunity to do 5 years ago. And it opened up a new avenue. And even for local staff here in the United States, things have changed a lot too. You go into interviews now with people locally and they're looking for hybrid roles. And I think that's something that you wouldn't see about 5 years ago.
No, it isn't. And even in the job market, looking for even my job, I was like, hey, remote would be great. I don't mind traveling into the office, but you know, it's just a bigger thing now. Again, with efficiency, being able to do whatever you need to do from home, it makes everything much better. And I can understand, like, yeah, work life is much better, especially for myself, when I can offload a task to somebody else and I don't personally have to do it and they can. That's always a wonderful thing. So is there any projects that you guys are working on? Anything in the mix? Anything in the pipeline that we should be excited for?
So right now, one of the most exciting things in the pipeline is we're actually merging with MedVirtual. So MedVirtual is a company here, LegalSoft as well, and they focus only on medical virtual assistants and medical staffs for doctors, dentists, etc. But we actually started to do that about a month ago, where we were merging our operations as well. So Barry Virtual's operations are now handling the MedVirtual side of things, and I think that's an exciting project because doctors and dentists are. And medical professionals are people that need that assistance as well. They're super busy doing surgeries or taking care of back office admin tasks. And those are things that we can now take off their plate so they can focus on the bigger picture and keep growing their companies. So that is one of the most exciting, if not the most exciting thing that we're definitely working on right now.
Expansion's always great. Whenever we can expand, we can help more people, we can get more tasks off of other people's plate. That's always a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
What does the future look like for virtual staffing? Like, what do you see? Because, of course, like I said, I'm on one side, you're on the other, but we commingle with each other. So what do you see for the future?
I think it's starting to just scratch the surface. I would say probably around 20 or 25% of people know about what virtual staffing is. If you were to tell me 3 years ago, I would say maybe 5 to 10% of people would know what it is. But it's growing at an insanely fast level, and it's scaling pretty quickly. And there's companies popping up everywhere now that do virtual staffing.
Yeah, they definitely
So
are.
it's definitely a popular industry right now, and I think it's just scratching the surface. It's going to keep excelling, and people are going to see the value in hiring virtual assistants and virtual staff and how it can be cost efficient in helping scale their companies.
Absolutely, I agree with that. Again, post-COVID, we all need jobs, we all need to make money, might as well be able to do it from wherever we're at. What do you see that could definitely push somebody forward in their business? What do you see that can really stop somebody in their business? And what should people really start doing now to excel in what they want to do?
Yeah, I think the one thing that can stop their business is business owners trying to do everything. Mm. That's something that we see everywhere, and them taking on every task.
Yeah, because we're not superheroes, yeah, right?
That'll kill your business. Yeah. You have to learn how to delegate. You have to learn how to delegate your tasks from your sales to your marketing to your finance to et cetera. So you can have that bigger thinking. So you have room for that bigger thinking and really have different ideas to help grow your company. Mm-hmm. I think one thing that helps is delegating. Delegating should be something that a lot of people are against, I would say, or they have trouble delegating their tasks.
Yeah.
And if you learn to become a master delegator, I think it opens up a lot of things for you, and it opens up different avenues for your business as well too.
Yeah.
So you can, for example, when I started first with virtual staffing, I was just shocked at the abilities that this staff had. I had my first person I ever hired, his name was Daryl. And if Daryl, you see this, thank you for all the help you had with us and what you did for Barry Virtual. And
shout out to Daryl.
Yeah, shout out to Daryl. And also shout out to Lynn. Lynn was a second hire for me, and she's still with me as of today. And she runs basically all of our operations.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah, so it's been an awesome journey. And as far as what they can do, Lynn was for 15 years the operations manager at Capital One, and came with extreme knowledge and integrity and hustle and curiosity. And that's something that business owners should all have and look for. And if they start delegating these tasks to virtual assistants, one thing that I highly recommend is treating the staff as if they're actual owners as well too.
Right.
Treat them as if they're a partner in this with you, and this will go a long way. Treat them as if there's someone sitting right here in your office locally in Woodland Hills or wherever you're located, instead of someone that's sitting overseas behind a computer overseas.
Mm-hmm.
This will work 100 times out of 100 times, and you'll grow your business exponentially, honestly. So that's what I would highly recommend.
They want to go ahead and feel important too. They want to feel like they're in the midst of the culture. They want to feel like, hey, I'm a part of this team. So I definitely agree with that. That's definitely something that should continue. What should they stop doing?
Same thing I mentioned. I think they should stop doing everything.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Stop doing everything and start delegating. And start trusting.
Yeah.
Trusting staff and to do the roles that you assign them to do. I think one thing is having too much control. And yes, it's your baby, it's your business, and you have to take care of it. But also at the same time, if you want it to scale and blow up, you have to delegate. And you have to make sure that you're hiring the right staff, number one. And you also have them on the right trajectory too. They have to have the right direction and the right standard operating procedures, and every day being and keeping them accountable.
Right. Well, I mean, we can find the right nanny for anybody's business, baby, right?
Yeah, 100%. That's a great way to put it.
Right. Like, if you're going to hand your kid off to, you know, a babysitter, a nanny, somebody to help you do any of, you know, your normal tasks so you can go to work, so you can go to the grocery store, so you can handle the actual tasks that you want to do during the day. We essentially do the same thing. Let us put a nanny to your baby, and let us help you out. Like, let us do what we do best so you can do what you do best.
Exactly.
Is there anything that you think could help outside of delegation, help optimize like any business?
I would say having the right tools and right tech stack is extremely important for your business as well.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by tech stack is stuff like Slack or Zoom or Monday.com.
Yeah.
We use HubSpot for our CRMs. Those are extremely important, and having the right workflow and automations. Automations are extremely important as well, so you don't keep doing everything manually.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, and basically you want your business to run while you're sleeping. So that's exactly how you want to build it out, and you want to make money while you're sleeping. And how you do that is by automation.
That's true. That is very, very true. I mean, I love automated things. If I don't have to like sit here and put too much brain power behind something and make it easier on myself, make it easier on my staff, make it easier on my business partners, you know, whoever has to go ahead and go through any of these things, even if you have, you know, a virtual assistant, make it easier on your virtual assistant. You know, again, delegation. Yeah. Delegate to an automated system, delegate to a VA, delegate to somebody, but definitely want everybody to focus on what they love doing and what they went to school for, you know, what they started their business for. Those are all important avenues to go ahead and focus on rather than sitting behind a desk and doing a bunch of mundane activities. Yeah. I like this question. So, Danny, what's your weekly obsession this week?
So my weekly obsession for this week, first off, it's Persian New Year today. So that's a big thing. Happy Nowruz to all the Iranians out there. And so it's massive in my family. My mom takes it very seriously. Mm-hmm. And I take it very seriously, too. So that's something that's happening today, actually.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's
beautiful.
A big deal. And then second, we actually play beach volleyball on Saturdays. And
yeah, I love beach volleyball.
We had a championship game actually last Saturday.
Did you guys win?
No, we lost.
Aww.
I know.
We're not going to talk about it.
We almost won. We lost by only 2 points, but we were very close.
So close.
First time playing beach volleyball too. So it was a team out of 12 teams. We made it to the championship and barely lost, but that's my new obsession right now. I also like to do, I take HIIT classes, high intensity interval training. Mm-hmm. I usually go to F45, which is around here. And that's one of my big time obsessions right now. And trying to get in shape before the summer comes around.
That's amazing. I'm a kinesiology major. I went to school for athletic training, so I was going to be a doctor. Nice. So it's fun that you're like, oh yeah, I'm so into working out because I'm like, I could teach you form. I can do perfect. All of the things.
Yeah, I think my form needs a lot of help.
Yeah, probably. You know, I'm also a certified nutritionist, so if you ever need a person to tell you what to eat, my best advice is to eat for your blood type.
Got it. So first thing I got to do is figure out what my blood type is.
Yeah. You might want to do that.
Yeah.
You might want to do that. But beach volleyball, mm-hmm. I am not that athletic. I'm actually very impressed.
I'm not that athletic either. I would say I'm okay, but it's something super fun. The weather's been amazing recently mm-hmm. as well at the beach, and you get a tan too. So that's why I look a little darker here right now. And
hey, we love a good tan.
Yeah, getting ready for summer.
Hey, I'm right there with you. I wish I could go outside and get a tan like right now because it's actually like decent weather in LA after, you know, a whole week of rain and then all of the other things that happened because it was super windy and then it got rainy. And then yesterday it was like small rainstorm yesterday when I was leaving, and I was like, where did this rain come from, guys? Can California get the weather together?
Yeah.
I know that we're going into hot season and then it's going to be fire season, but I would prefer it be hot. So we're going to talk about Nathan.
Okay.
You know, our VP of LegalSoft, if you guys don't know, is Nathan, but he also works very, very closely with Danny and is one of the founders with Barry Virtual. So how did that come to be?
Yeah, so I've known Nathan over 22 years now. Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been friends since we were about six, 7 years old. Yeah, and we've been really, really good friends and became even closer after high school. And we actually lived together recently, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so up to about a year ago. So very close to him and see him as an amazing friend and also a mentor mm-hmm. at the same time. It's an amazing person to be around. And he's built a huge company here at LegalSoft. And also with Barry Virtual, he built a pretty massive company there, too. So he's up to good things and excited to see what's going on with his future, too.
Yeah, Nathan's a great guy. He's always a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah.
Whenever I see him around, it's always really fun. So LegalSoft acquired Barry mm-hmm. Virtual. How did that merger go for you guys? And like, what was that like? Because I know it's two big companies coming together to all do not the same thing, but essentially all in the same vein of work.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that. Number one, I think it's going to take Barry Virtual to another level. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is we have more manpower now. We have all these different divisions from the marketing side of things as far as the social media side. I think it's picking up big time. Mm-hmm. From our operations side, it's going to help. Our recruitment side, it's going to help. And mixing these two talents, basically. Mm-hmm. We have a ton of amazing talent at Barry Virtual, and we have a ton of amazing talent at LegalSoft. And now combining that to one will really take it to a different stratosphere, in my opinion.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and we're very excited about that because we're sharing ideas. now as well. What works for Barrier Virtual, what works for Legalsoft, what doesn't work for Barrier Virtual, what doesn't work for Legalsoft. And it helps us really come together and think of bigger ideas and bigger plans to really stem forward here.
Yeah, it was two big brains, now an even more bigger brain. So it's like it's starting to become a well-oiled machine.
And I think it's already started to become a well-oiled machine ever since we came in here about 2 months ago now. We're all getting to meet everyone and see how everyone operates here at Legalsoft has been great. Learning what each person does specifically and working as a team now. I think that was the biggest hurdle we had to take in that first month or so was getting getting used to everything, and us learning the LegalSoft style, LegalSoft learning the Barrier Virtual style, and now I think it's really starting to take the next step, and I'm excited to see how the rest of the year goes because we have big goals as far as really taking our clients to the next level. I think our clients are the most important factor here, and
Yeah,
us
they are.
providing we were providing great service before, but now even providing better service and making sure that they're taken care of and that they're growing and scaling at the same speed that we are. And that's what
Yeah.
we want to hopefully share with our clients as well.
And we're growing pretty rapidly here in the office. Like even in my day to day, I'm like, there's a new person here. Oh, there's another new person. Oh, another new person. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. Like this pre-existing family is now just growing to an even bigger family. And it's funny because it's like you mentioned earlier, like, oh, it's Persian New Year. And I'm like, 50% of my office is Persian. I'm like, I walk around and I hear Farsi all day, and I'm like, what is, can somebody teach me Farsi, please, so I can
No, we'll get
understand?
you on there. It's pretty easy to learn. So
I
we'll get you
appreciate
on
that.
that.
I appreciate that. Between Portuguese and Farsi, I'm gonna have a fun time.
There you go. Very diverse. I love that.
Yeah. I didn't want to learn Spanish. Spanish is a little too common for me, and I was like, ah, let's challenge ourselves and learn Portuguese. So, Danny. We just acquired Barrier Virtual, and there was a huge press release behind that. But pre-press release, pre-acquisition, what was Barrier Virtual like? How was your day-to-day beforehand?
Barrier Virtual in the last 2 years grew very rapidly. We grew to about 3.5 million in annual recurring revenue
Wow.
in those 2 years, and it was very fast-paced, extremely fast-paced. Every day things were changing, things were moving, and now with this acquisition, it has more stability behind it. There's more stability now as far as the different teams. Before it was about 4 or 5 people here locally in Los Angeles. Now we have a team of 40 people here in Los Angeles. So that's a huge change. It's about 10x on that side. And also on the overseas staff side, overseas staff, we had about, I would say, 40 internally that worked for us from marketing to finance to sales, recruitment, et cetera. And now we have, if you combine everything, about 200 to 300 internal staff as well. So that's the big change here is more manpower, more stability behind it, and all those people can generate great ideas and we can push forward from there.
So when you and Nathan first started Barrier Virtual, were you guys thinking that you guys were going to be acquired by a company? Did you guys want to be acquired by another company? Or was it like, hey, if all goes well, we'll see where we land?
So originally for myself, Nathan, Jonathan, as well, when we first started this company, it was let's just see what we can do. It was basically like a side project. It was a side project. I had another job at the time as well too, and so did Jonathan as well. And what we were doing was basically part-time up to about when we got to about 20 clients. When we got to about 20 clients, we're like, okay, let's go full force on this. And we took it step by step. We had specific goals every month that we wanted to hit at that time, and it was just see, okay, how big can we really grow this? Once we hit 100,000 in monthly recurring revenue, which is about 1 million a year, is when we knew we had something on our hands. And we knew, like, okay, cool, we broke through that first barrier, and now we actually have a legit business to run. So before that, it was more of a fun project that we were working on.
It's passion project turned into full scale business
It
for
was a,
sure.
and it was it didn't, to this day, it still doesn't feel like work.
No.
So that's the number one thing that we strived on, and it was like it didn't feel like work, and we would work 10, 12 hours a day and even meet on Saturdays and Sundays, and it was just so much fun for the three of us. And And now it's even more fun
Right.
with adding all the staff into it.
I mean, you're essentially working with, your two best friends,
Yeah.
So people who you've known for such a long time, years and years and years, you guys built something incredible and amazing to help other people. So I can imagine, just coming from that angle, like, hey, I get to see my best friends every day. I
Yeah.
get to go to work. I get to do what I love. And then I get to help people all at the same time. Like that's a incredible mission to even set yourself on, and to even start. Like, not everybody can go into business with their best friends. I'm currently in business with my best friend.
Yeah.
So I understand the, like, hey, this doesn't even feel like work. Like, this feels like the most fun that I've ever had, doing what I love to do. So that's a beautiful journey to even go on. How did like that journey then to now, how different does that look now for
Yeah, it looks
you?
pretty different now, and I think we all grew. We each grew probably like 15 years in the last 2 years from everything that we've been through. We've gone through a lot together, and but at the same time, I think it set us up for life in general. And the like you mentioned, it's you're working with your best friends, and the cool thing is we even hired our best friends to be with us. And for example, Shai's still with us today, and
Hey, Shy.
he's yep, shout out Shai, and he's been with us basically since day one, and really learned, and even for his personal growth, it's been awesome. We've each aged, like I said, 15 years in this, but at the same time, we've come up with so much knowledge and things that we can never imagine. I wouldn't change it for one thing at all.
Hey, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Anytime that you get to do what you love every single day, it doesn't feel like work, right?
Yeah.
Well, Berry Virtual, how did the name come about? Because
So.
that's not like a we're talking berry like strawberry
Yep.
people, okay? Like we're not talking like Berry Bogard down the street, okay?
Yeah, so it's a cool name. We thought it was a cool name too. So there was a lot of different names that we were going with, and we were looking at the fruits. We were specifically looking at fruits when we were doing this. It was
Why
lime.
fruits?
We had an obsession with fruits. And one thing that we started to see was, okay, what is like very virtual? What rhymes with very virtual? Because we wanted to be like, okay, what virtual assistants, very, and we saw, you know what? Berry rhymes with very virtual. So why don't we just do Berry Virtual? And it stuck.
That's
Yeah, so that
hilarious.
stuck. And then we had a lot of different companies under that name as well too. We had Sales Kiwi, now specifically for our sales staff that we were offering. We had Grape Support, which is for support staff. We
Okay,
had
so
Growth Pair. We went
just
through the whole
a
thing.
fruit salad
Yeah,
here,
a fruit salad
apparently.
basically. And we stuck with that trend, and the name stuck, and people love it. And literally every time I get on a call, they're like, "Who's Barry? Like,
Who's
what's Barry?" And
Barry?
the funny thing about this is, when we were making the corporation, was we actually we gave the responsibility to Nathan to
Oh,
make the
God.
corporation, and he spelled it wrong. He spelled it like the name Barry, so
Oh, no. Oh,
Barry.
no.
But we got that all taken care of and fixed. It came from very. Virtual is what we were trying to go with, and we were
Got
seeing like
you.
what fruits really match with that, and we saw, you know, berries match with it, and from there it's just a good conversation starter with anyone, as far as when we went to conferences or when we even have our phone demos or even our Zoom demos. People are very curious, and they're like, "Where'd you even get this name from?" So it's a
Right.
conversation starter, and it's easy, and it's easy to
Yeah, because it's your name.
yeah, it's Berry Virtual, and I love berries.
I love berries. Not I love berries. So was it like hard to like copyright this name? Because obviously Berry Virtual, like those are
Yeah.
two common words.
No, it was available right away, and
Really?
yeah, it was available right away, and we grabbed it right when it came through.
Hot off the press, like
Yep,
we needed that like
exactly.
very, very quickly before anybody else goes ahead and snatches that name up. Because
Yeah.
like I said, it's two very common words,
Yeah.
but putting them together,
No one had used it yet, so
I wouldn't have thought of like Berry Bird, and I wouldn't have thought of like that was the origin story either.
Yeah.
I thought you guys like I don't know, maybe like was walking down the street
Saw a
and
name or
just
something.
saw it and was like,
No,
okay,
just
cool.
this was all Jonathan Martinez's idea, so you could put
Okay.
that
Okay.
on the podcast too.
Well, Jonathan, you did something with that because it's very catchy. It's a very, very catchy
Yeah.
name. Alrighty, Danny. So it's been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful talking to you. Where can people find you?
Yeah, so people can find us online at www.barryvirtual.com, and then we're on all socials, from Facebook to Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube. So we're all there, and you'll see a lot of me, I guess, like a lot of videos of me on those socials as well. So get used to this face and the smile, and
definitely get used to the face, people.
But yeah, that's where you can find us.
Well, Danny, thank you for coming on the Legal Soft podcast. It's been amazing talking to you. I genuinely enjoyed our conversation. We've had a few laughs, yeah. And got some really good information out of you. So I want to thank you so much for joining me.
Nadia, thank you so much for having us. You're an amazing host, and enjoyed all the laughs as well, and appreciate Legal Soft for having me on here.
And thank you guys for joining us on the Legal Soft podcast. My name's Nadia. Go ahead and like and subscribe down below and leave a comment. Where do you think that virtual staffing is going? Do you see a new virtual staffing role that would fit your company, your business, your law firm? Let us know down below. I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye. So if you want to be a guest here on the Legal Soft podcast, click the link down below and let's hear about your experiences. We would love to have you as a guest here on the Legal Soft podcast. Hit the link down below if you or somebody you know would love to join us, and we'd love to hear about you and your experiences.